In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Yesterday at Mass, I began by speaking of that Mass and calling it Tuesday in the fourth week of Lent. I then corrected myself and specified that it was Monday in the fourth week of Lent. However, it is because I was reflecting on both of these Masses and how closely tied they are. Once again, we find that the prayers of today's Mass speak generally about the sacrifices that we are performing. And that is because the same end is in mind as was the case yesterday, even though the beautiful theme continues of our Lord's fulfillment of all the prophecies and prefigurations of the Old Testament, and the necessity then of this cleansing of our souls. Yesterday, we witnessed the wisdom of Solomon of the Old Testament, and then the fulfillment of that prefiguration in the Prince of Peace, that is, the Solomon, who came in the New Testament. Solomon built the splendid temple of the Old Testament. The new Solomon is the temple of the New Testament. So too today, we hear the Moses of the Old Testament, the great lawgiver of the Old Dispensation, and how by his word he appeased the wrath of Almighty God, who wished to punish his people for their idolatry, having been so recently delivered from the hand of Pharaoh, they now have already given themselves back to the worship of idols, becoming impatient that Moses tarried so long on the mountain. As a consequence of this original sin, as it were, of the delivered people, everything that comes afterward will be in light of this. They will be given a heavy law, a law of bondage. They will not simply have restored to them the law of their fathers, the patriarchs, but rather the heavy law of Moses, which will bring an awareness of sin and the need for a redeemer. Nevertheless, it is by the words which Moses speaks to our Lord, this great intercession, setting himself up as the mediator between God and the chosen people, that the wrath of the Lord is averted, and he does not destroy the chosen people. This is fulfilled very wonderfully, though, in the words of our Lord today, for just as we saw that with Solomon in the Old Testament, who built a temple, we find its fulfillment in our Lord, who is the temple, so too the lawgiver of the Old Testament delivered a word which averted the wrath of God. Today's gospel makes clear that the new lawgiver, our Lord Jesus Christ, is the word by which the Lord's wrath is averted. This is reflected on at length by St. Augustine in his admirable commentary on the Gospel of St. John, which we hear throughout the season of Lent. It is how he expounds these words of our Lord, "Mea doctrina non est mea," my doctrine, my teaching is not mine, but his who sent me. How can he say, my teaching is not mine, but his who sent me? It is because he himself is the teaching of the Father who has been sent among us. For what is the Savior? Who is our Lord Jesus Christ if not the eternal Word of the Father? It is this Word which has been sent among us, and it will not return empty, it will not return fruitless, but will return to God, bringing with it a whole host of captives. It is this saving Word which will avert the wrath of Almighty God. But just as was the case yesterday, this gospel, juxtaposed with the passage of the Old Testament, is placed just after the midpoint of Lent in order to remind us that we must not let up in our practice of penance, in our fasting, our works of mercy, and our prayers. Now is not the time to look back longingly at the idols and the vanities we left behind before Lent began. No, now is the time to look forward, to stretch out our arms to the joy that is set before us, and make that way of the cross, that we may be delivered from all the vanities of this world by that saving word, who is our Lord Jesus Christ himself, who lives and reigns forever and ever. Amen.